I'm a Melbourne-based businessman who spends a fair amount of his time working in the area of venture capital, but I also commit a tremendous amount of my time to Jewish communal activity, but that already goes back for 40-plus years from the time that I was a student activist here in Australia and then as the president of the World Union of Jewish Students before going to live in Israel for a while and then coming back here. So the majority of my life I've kept an involvement with Jewish communal activity, and today I am the president of the Friends of the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, and I also wear a number of other communal hats.
Can you tell us about Hadassah Australia? What do you do here to promote Hadassah?
So we see the Hadassah Hospital as an example of an institution that does more than just being a hospital. We see the Hadassah Hospital as an entity that has in its DNA a philosophy and a mission to provide outreach to the residents of the city of Jerusalem and also of the surrounding area. And that has been its mission since it was founded in 1936, and it's part of the philosophy of the Hadassah women that established it back in the 1912, 13, 14 period. So we look for ways in which we can identify needs and deliver projects that make a difference. And our work ranges across a whole lot of different programs, not the least important of which at the moment is the idea that we have supported over the last 8 years at around about $500,000 a year in fundraising, a program to assist the treatment of children in Jerusalem who are manifesting early stage post-traumatic stress disorders. And unfortunately in Jerusalem, as we all know, that is a big challenge. We do many other projects as well.
I would like to ask you about a project, Rosanna. Our listeners would figure out that Rosanna is not an Israeli name. Rosanna is definitely not Sarit or Rachel or Maya. Can you tell us about it? Who is Rosanna, first of all?
So Rosanna is actually a young Palestinian child who in 2012 fell from a 9-story building in a village near Ramallah. She fell flat onto concrete. Her mother, Mesa, who is a resident of that village but also a resident of East Jerusalem, was able to arrange for Magen David Adom and the Red Crescent to bring Rosanna to Hadassah. She arrived at Hadassah barely alive with a great deal of commitment. The Hadassah doctors succeeded in helping her to recover. Today she is almost fully recovered. And Rosanna became a kind of metaphor, the capacity of people to work together. Her mother, when Rosanna was a little bit better, was interviewed and she said very simply like this. She said, "I'm a Palestinian woman. I don't have Israeli citizenship, but here in Hadassah, I was treated exactly like everybody else, and they have returned my daughter to life, and it's the miracle of life. And for me, I will do whatever I can to support Hadassah, because here we are all the same." And that resonated with me, because it seemed to me today, and seems to us as Hadassah Australia, that in the medical sector, every minute of every day, Palestinians and Israelis interact positively. And they are normal, and they work together, and they are treated together. And that is a basis for hope, that if you can do it in the hospital, you can certainly hope that you can do it in the rest of society. And it is very, very important for us to have hope. And so the hope today is the programs that we're doing with Project Rosanna. And Project Rosanna is more than just treating Palestinian children in Israeli hospitals. It's actually looking to build Palestinian health capacity by training Palestinian health professionals and personnel at hospitals like Hadassah, but primarily at Hadassah, where the gaps in Palestinian health capacity are addressed in a structured and way so that we actually are delivering outcomes that are identified as needs. And there are really clear gaps. And our not-for-profit that we established in Israel recently called Project Rosanna comprises leadership from Palestinian medical leaders and Israeli leaders, and we're working together to identify gaps and then arrange for philanthropists, not-for-profits, and governments to work together to help fund these programs. And out of that, we hope that not only will we create the capacity that's required, but we'll also build the human relationships that will be the framework for people to be better ambassadors for the kind of relationship that should exist between Palestine and Israel going into the future.
We are talking to Ron Finkel, the president of Hadassah Australia, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ron Finkel, I would like to ask you about your guest. You had a really interesting guest that I had the honor to meet as well, Professor Quanta Ahmed. Hadassah Australia hosted Professor Ahmed. Can you please tell us about her?
I think Dr. Ahmed is quite a remarkable woman. She's clearly a very strongly identifying devout Muslim who's a physician, who was born in the UK, now lives in the United States, who worked for a considerable period in Saudi Arabia, has moved around the Muslim world. She has family, extensive family in Pakistan, and she is an author. She's written a book called In the Land of Invisible Women about her 2 years in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and she has also worked in Pakistan and in the Gulf. So here's a woman who comes with very well credentialed as a physician. She comes also with a strong sense of Muslim identity, and she has really begun to take the lead in a global voice against Islamic extremism, which she sees as an ideological perversion of her faith. And so she is really a voice very strongly against the Islamists that are, in her view, perverting the values of Islam. Over the course of the journey, she has obviously looked at a lot of Islamist organizations, including Hamas, Hezbollah, and it's drawn her to an engagement with Israel. And over the last 18 months, she's made 5 visits to Israel, and she has really grasped the idea that in Israel there is an opportunity for Muslim women like her to train, to become top-class physicians like her, and she sees a society which is clearly pluralistic and engaging, and she has become very strongly an advocate of that society and those values as she sees them in Israel. So bringing somebody like Dr. Ahmed to Australia gave us a great opportunity to make a case for Rosanna, for the opportunity for building bridges for peace, but not through our voice, but through a voice which says, I am a Muslim, I believe that this is possible, and I am engaged with Jews and Christians, as well as other Muslims, to make this happen. So it's been a really wonderful journey this last week to listen to her, to be part of the speeches and the events that she's been here for, and she's had really extensive exposure on television, radio, and in the press.
Ron Finkel, President of Hadassah Australia, thank you very much.